Our condolences to the Brophy family, the former Toronto Maple Leaf head coach, who worked under you, Gord Stellick, passing away, early 80s. How would he handle this day and age of National Hockey League coaching?
With this medium, he was great with the media, loved being larger than life. He would be there with a post-game tirade, and you'd have to have... Now, first of all, when he swore, it was great English. It wasn't like... Lance Hornby of the Toronto Sun has won an expletive-laden post-game thing from John Brophy that is so entertaining, and it's after a rare Leaf win. Okay, it's after a rare Leaf win. He was larger than life, lived life large, wore his heart and passion on his sleeve, at times to his detriment, could not understand why guys wouldn't do the same, could not understand why other people wouldn't do whatever it took to win a game. He would do whatever it took. I don't even want to venture what he would do. I don't know. But what he could not understand that.
Only Scotty Bowman for professional wins.
That was where it was in the East Coast League and the American League. That was his best because when he got with guys making six-figure contracts and that's where he couldn't handle them the same way because it bothered him. His guys were the guys that would do anything, and so many of them, as you know, Shanny, made it to the NHL. And let's say, you know what? My year with Brophy with the Nova Scotia Voyageurs or my year with Brophy was a huge with the St. Catharines Saints and the Toronto organization. Was a huge growing and why I made it. So he was a smart guy. People like he was a real bright guy. His family was full of lawyers and judges, like had all these sisters and brothers. So I just loved him but he would be out front and center. He would be deflecting the criticism to him
about
that what.
Always.
So it would be about Brophy. Mm-hmm. He'd be backing his players, even though in the dressing room he'd carve him a new one, solely based on emotion. He'd be fun. He'd be fun in this playoffs. And he could pick the other part, I know him, but he could pick a phony a mile away. So and that was a neat part about him as well. He softened in his older age, right? You know, about everything came full circle. But what a wonderful, wonderful run with him as the coach and the battles he had with Jacques Demers, the Leaf Red Wing series, and what happened. So we need it. Every year you'd love a John Brophy in the playoffs.
You know, Gordy, you and I have been really fortunate. Most of our careers have been in the National Hockey League or around the National Hockey League. And I always admire the guys that have played in and coached in five different leagues and have done it for, in so many ways, the love of the game. And you could see that in your time with John, any other time we met John Brophy, it was for the love of the game that he was doing this. It wasn't for the money all the time.
Yeah.
It was just because he just had a passion for this game, how to play this game. And he also, I think in many ways, you talked about doing anything to win, but he put it in perspective because John coached hard, played hard, and away from the game had a really good time too.
And
that's the magic of, and that's what you're seeing today when you're reading notes from former teammates, former players, is that, you know, he was hockey. And what we remember hockey being about, you put John Brophy in that list of players.
And then to be associated with the Montreal Canadiens coaching their AHL team, and then with the Toronto Maple Leafs, he's like the kid realizing his dream. Now people talk in, you know, sound bites and pressure. Pressure? Zero. Are you kidding me? I'm coaching in the NHL.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing ever, and I am soaking in and loving every second of it.
Great perspective.
Great way to go about life that way. So never, you kidding? He complained 0 minutes that he was there, you know, and it was wonderful that way.
And he made a great impact. You talk about when he was in the American League particularly, he did make impact on a lot of players.
Yeah.
He did make players better so that they when they did get a chance to play in the NHL, they could reflect.
You know, and one thing with the St. Catharines Saints, he had a tough line of Val James, Kevin Maguire, Chris McRae. So little things like the old arena there, he would all of a sudden tell Val James about 45 minutes before the game, Val, take your shirt off and walk by the other team's dressing room and hang around there a bit. So that would be one of those things. This guy who's built would just all of a sudden that Brophy go and just so all the guys coming out to do their sticks are looking and going, oh, my God, I don't want to go near that guy.
You know, the Chicago Blackhawks did the same thing. I forget who the coach's name was, but he asked Darren Pang to walk by the Toronto Maple Leafs dressing room. Is that right, Darren Pang?
Well, that's right. They thought I was the stick boy and that I would clearly not intimidate them. You're right.
Did you ever cross paths with John Brophy?
Yeah, many times. I mean, Brophy was coach in Toronto when I, you know, in my brief NHL career, he was the coach for many of the times that I went into Toronto or Toronto came into Chicago. I was always very interested with Brof. I think Gord, when you were there, I thought he was a real character. I thought he was a guy that I didn't know if he was a good coach or anything like that. But you know, at that time, we're not watching video and we don't see the games that often. I didn't know if they had a system or not. I just knew that when I saw him on the bench, he looked like an old school coach.
He was never watching video. As a matter of fact, the movie Platoon kept playing in his. That's what he kept watching on the VCR all the time.
What was he like as a coach, Gord?
To be honest, Darren, he would have been benefited modern days helping having modern day guys around breaking down video things. He was old school that way. And technically in the NHL, that was probably, if you had to say, a bit of a weakness in him that way. But as far as motivating and other things would be a strength. And you're right, Panger, that's right. We had those battles back then. You were Chicago. He was the head coach. And he would love nothing better than being in Chicago Stadium or places like that.